sound of the Rolling Stones, and of course, still out there, still performing, still doing the gigs, still attracting big audiences, referring to Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Charlie Watts, Ronnie Wood, and Bill Wyman. They're celebrating 50 years out there. Started off in 1962 until present day. They're still talking about it now. Shall we go out and just do another tour? And this has been going on for years. Sold thousands and thousands of albums, and one of the biggest bands in the world, no two ways about that. And a lot of fans out there that can't wait to see the Rolling Stones once again. Will they? Well, I'm sure they will. But 50 years on and still rocking.
Absolutely. 50 years of the Rolling Stones, and to me, they just transcend time and generations. I remember as a child growing up listening to the Rolling Stones, and a song like Gimme Shelter, which we hear now, still has relevance today. I think the most astonishing thing is that Keith Richards is still with us. His body, once he passes, will be dedicated to medical science to see how he's carried on going for so long. And Mick Jagger, frontman, with so much gusto and bravado, they've churned out some of the greatest rock songs of a generation. And they've amassed a considerable wealth within that time frame as well, haven't they, Jason?
Well, they certainly have. And the individual salaries, if you like, or the individual bank accounts of these guys, I think you've got a list there. Mick Jagger, I think, heads it up.
It's astonishing. These are conservative estimates at my best. According to one source, Mick Jagger's personal wealth is estimated at $190 million. Of course, he's Sir Mick Jagger, which has always been a cause of consternation for Keith Richards, who frequently has refused his knighthood. Keith Richards' personal wealth is not shabby either, Jason, and that comes in at a paltry $175 million.
Yeah,
you could buy a few meals at Chimes Restaurant with that, couldn't you? Ronnie Woods, who was a later addition to the Rolling Stones, has $20 million. Charlie Watts, $85 million. Bill Wyman, a considerable amount, as Brian Jones, Ian Stewart, and Mick Taylor. Well, not compared to the big two, the two guys who've famously feuded for decades. I think that was part of the chemistry of the Rolling Stones' two creative whirlwinds. Mick Jagger with all that gusto and swagger, Mick Swagger as he's often been referred to on stage, and Keith Richards, affectionately known as the Human Riff, for having created such a unique sound which has been copied left, right and centre by modern day musicians. I think that chemistry, that fractious relationship has worked in so many bands today. You see with the Smiths, Marr and Morrissey, the Davies Brothers with the Kinks, and of course most recently and most famously the Gallagher Brothers with Oasis. Perhaps that frisson that exists between the musicians, what's created such time just stands the test of time. Music and you know, listening to the Wild Horses now, these songs you could play on a loop all day long, and I know you, Jason, like me, are a massive Rolling Stones fan.
Certainly indeed. And I actually worked along with Bill Wyman some years ago. I can tell you a couple of stories. I've actually eaten in the restaurant there and
tried Sticky
the
Fingers
in Sticky Fingers, and Bill Wyman, I remember being in his office there. He's a guy that just loves his memorabilia. There's pictures of him and the Stones, and there's him in Ringo and Ringo Starr, and all over the place, just pictures and pictures. And that was in the Old Kings Road. He had his office there. And I remember we were involved with a big promotion, and basically we wanted to get this mobile recording studio. And it was just that the way he did it, the marketing director of the company I was working with said to him, well, you know, can you check to see if you can get this mobile recording unit? And he said, hold on a minute, I'll just make a phone call. And he made a phone call. He said, who owns it now? Who's got it now? Is it mine, or is it part of the group's? And basically, I'm not saying they didn't know, but it was all a matter of fact, you know. It was just just to walk around his office and see all these wonderful photographs, and you knew he was really into memorabilia. And those stories really went back in time. There was no two ways about it. A band called the Rolling Stones, of course, who went on to make hits after hits after hits. And this is just one of them on Dubai Eye 103.8 as we celebrate 50 years of one of the biggest bands in the world, the Rolling Stones, from 1962. And this song, Jumping Jack Flash, It's a Gas.
Driving
Jumping Jack Flash, It's a Gas. That's the Rolling Stones, 50 years in the business and still rocking on, Zolf.
Yeah, retrospective of the Rolling Stones we're looking at. Keith Richard mentioning recently that to mark their 50 years, the couple of rehearsals have gone underway and the band are looking to reunite to play a couple of performances. They played their first gig at London's Marquee Club, which is on, if you had to look up, with The Cave in Liverpool, probably one of the most iconic music venues of recent times. And they played there on July 12, 1962. But when Jason and I were doing laborious research with our umpteen researchers upstairs and the engine room that goes behind the collaborating...
They're a right bunch, aren't they? They mean well, don't they?
They're all over the shop, that lot. Can't rein them in half the time. But we were talking about the characters. They all have their own... backstory, if you will. And we know about Keith Richards. Everyone knows about Keith Richards and Sir Mick Jagger and his weddings to models like Jerry Hall and Bianca Perez Mora and his wealth and Ronnie Woods and stuff. But there's some funny stories that how they got together. I mean, Ronnie Wood was, he's now 65 years old. And they all look their age, but they can still perform.
Yeah.
He joined in 1976 after he was playing guitar with Rod Stewart and the Jeff Beck Group and the Faces. He struggled for decades with all sorts of woes and abuse, but has recently insisted that he's good to go. He has three kids from two marriages. In 2008, he's currently seeing theatre producer Sally Humphries. Charlie Watts, for example, joined in 1963, now 71. He has a daughter with his wife, Shirley, and after a brief wild period in the 1980s, we can always say there was a wild period with every member of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
He said, "I just stopped. It just didn't suit me at all." In 2004, he was diagnosed with throat cancer, and it went into remission after radiotherapy. Brian Jones, interestingly enough, was originally the lead member of the Rolling Stones. Not a lot of people know that. Mm. Jones was forced out of his bandmates in 1969 in what you could call a coup, after he developed a serious addictive personality. Less than a year on, the guitarist was found dead in the pool at his home, aged 27. Although a coroner found that he was drowned, some have long speculated that he was murdered. He never married, but fathered at least five children with a string of lovers. That was a bit of a bleak story, to blot on the landscape for the Rolling Stones.
I think it was. And of course, you've got to remember that Ronnie Wood, I believe, that Ronnie Wood was with the Faces, yeah?
Absolutely, with Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart and the Faces. And I mean, so he sort of, if you like, I was just think at the time that he crossed over. Charlie Watts went on to have a jazz band, I believe. I saw him once at the Hilton in Hyde Park, Charlie Watts band, and that was he was drumming then I think it was called the Charlie Watts Jazz Band, something like this. Bill Wyman, of course.
Your mate, Bill.
Yeah, Bill Wyman, who he had a spot of notoriety as well, as regards the, of course, he had a young lady in tow at the time.
Yeah, Mandy Smith. She was good tabloid fodder way back in the late 80s, early 90s. He was actually hired as bass guitarist in 1962, now 75 years old, playing with the band until 1993. He was married three times. Infamously started dating his wife, Mandy Smith, when she was in her early teens, and he was in his late 40s. He also owns the Sticky Fingers restaurant chain, which you mentioned. And there are less familiar faces amongst the Rolling Stones troupe that some of you may or may not have heard of. Ian Stewart, who was a keyboard player, was with the group from the start, but was soon axed when the manager decided his looks did not fit. Wonder what the manager would have thought about how they look today.
Now, the emergence of the Rolling Stones has been credited for the greater international popularity of the primitive urban blues, typified by Chess Records artists such as Muddy Waters, who wrote Rolling Stone, the song from which the band drew its name. The Rolling Stones' endurance and relevance, critic and museologist Robert Palmer said, is due to being rooted in traditional verities in rhythm and blues and soul music, while more ephemeral pop fashions have come and gone. The Rolling Stones celebrating 50 years. We'll have a little bit more of this.
My heart is black. I see my red door. I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when strange seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.